Welcome to episode 50 of You're Kidding Me with me, Michelle Jenkins. Yes, this is our 50th episode and we are so excited, so we are going to celebrate with a mixture of old and new. We're going to have some new jokes and of course the answer to our riddle and maybe even a sprinkling of some new gross facts with some of our favourite facts and would you rathers and stories from the past. So, shall we get started?
Gibberish joke.
This week we've got three fantastic new jokes for you. The first one is from Louis, age 9. He says, what did the police say to the red-gloved robber? Caught you red-handed. The next one is from Evie, age 9. Where does a pencil sharpener go on holiday? Pennsylvania! And the last one is from Eliza, age 9. What's black and white, black and white, black and white? A panda rolling down the hill.
Fun fact.
So now this is our first dip into the past because we're going to have some facts from a past episode. Yes, keep your ears peeled because it is the ferocious farts facts. Did you know that only 1 in 100 of your farts actually smell? The rest you probably don't even notice and they just contain lots of gases like carbon dioxide and nitrogen. It's the hydrogen sulfate that makes it smell. Some foods make your farts smell worse. It's true, because they have lots of sulfur in them. Things like eggs and meat are some of the culprits. So if you want some smelly farts, then you know what you should eat. Did you know that most people fart between 14 and 22 times a day? And that farts are apparently quite fast. They can travel at 7 miles an hour. That's quicker than I can run. In one day, you pass enough gas in your farts to fill up a whole balloon. And this is a super interesting one. The Yanomi tribe in the Amazon rainforest actually greet each other by farting. How silly.
Would you rather?
Now it's time for something else new. I thought we would have three super silly would you rathers. So, would you rather have to drink everything from your ears or eat everything from your belly button? I think I would prefer to drink everything through my ears. Because I can't imagine eating through my belly button. Ugh. Next one. Would you rather forever have a string of snot hanging out your nostril or always sneeze out a bogey? I think I'd have to go for the bogey because at least you can get rid of that quick. Imagine a string of snot always there. Which would you prefer? And last one. Would you rather have thick blue hair covering your whole body or have feathers covering your whole body? I think this one's quite tricky. I think maybe feathers, because then you could imagine you were a bird. How about you? Which would you prefer?
What's your inspiration?
Now here at You're Kidding Me, we love celebrating how absolutely individual and amazing every person is. And this was my first interview that I did for this podcast. And it made me realise how fantastically funny and unique and fabulous each of you are. So snuggle down and listen to this amazing interview with two wonderful children. All about adoption.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Myla, thank you so much for talking to me. I'm really excited to ask you lots of questions. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You're going to be a podcast star. So my first question, Myla, is, what does it mean to be adopted? Because some people might not know what that means. So could you try and explain?
I definitely know that means that your family isn't taking good care of you, and then you get into people which look after you until you get adopted.
Absolutely. I think that's the best explanation. So you go to people that really look after you, and you have a new mummy and daddy that look after you forever.
Yeah.
That is a great explanation. I love that. And so do you remember what age you got adopted?
About 2.
2? Oh, so you were really little. Do you remember it at all?
No, I do not. But I definitely remember now I was in a red high chair.
Oh, lovely. So what my next question is, what's your favourite thing about your daddy?
I don't know.
Does he give good cuddles? Does he tell good jokes?
I don't know what's the best about him, but he's a good daddy.
He's a good daddy, is he? Hey, what daddy. Makes him a, what makes him a good daddy? Does he make you smile?
Yes.
Lovely. And what about your mummy? What's your favourite thing about your mummy?
Her jokes are so bad that it makes me laugh.
I love that one. And do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yep. 3.
3. And how many brothers and sisters do you live with?
1.
1. And do you see your other brothers and sisters?
Not very often, no. Well, not often at all, really. I didn't get to see them this year yet. I hope I will.
And but you've seen them when you were little, have you?
Yeah.
Lovely. And your brother you live with, what's his name?
Conan.
Conan. And do you love him a lot? What's your favourite thing about him?
He's very sporty.
Okay, a couple of questions about you now then. What's your favourite thing to do?
I don't think I've got a favourite thing to do, but I really like playing and watching TV and like chilling, but I don't like doing work.
I don't like doing work either, Myla. I don't blame you.
It's the worst.
It's boring, isn't it? And okay, I want you to make the silliest noise you can possibly make. You ready?
I'm kind of into like annoying noises, but I think I can do a silly one.
Okay, go on then. 3, 2, 1, go. I love the face as well. Your tongue just poking out was great. And last one, and this is a hard one. Are you ready?
Oh no.
What is the funniest joke you know?
One of the first jokes I know was, how did the cow cross the road? I don't know, to get to the other side or to the movies. And I thought that was pretty funny at the start, but now I don't. I think it's quite a boring joke now because they keep saying and seeing it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for talking to me and answering all my questions. Do you think you can go and grab your brother and swap over with him?
Hello.
Hey, Conan, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So thank you for talking to me. My first question is, do you remember, because you were a little bit older than your sister, do you remember being adopted?
Yeah, I remember my mum and dad coming to their foster home. Me and Mal just hid under the table.
Did you? Like,
who's there? We went to the window. We saw mummy and daddy. And then we just ran to the kitchen table, hid under there.
Oh, yeah. And what made you hide? Were you just a bit scared to meet someone new?
No, we just like didn't know who it was, and I think we just head away from most people.
And then when did you start to feel like a little bit less scared and like wanting to give them big cuddles?
Well, they came in, introduced themselves and that, but then we went away with them for like a few days. But in the car, because Myla already had a toy, but there was a toy waiting for me and Myla in the car, And we still have those toys to today.
Oh, lovely.
And it's just...
And so that made you feel, like, super comfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, and lovely.
Yeah.
Right, next question. It's a bit of a hard one, this one. If you could change anything about the process of being adopted, so like you said that you felt a bit kind of scared and wary to begin with, would you change anything about it, maybe before you met Mummy and Daddy, or do you think everything was good?
Yeah, I think it was good. Like, being scared was part of it, as in, like, they calmed us down, and, like, it's good that they can do that.
Yeah, and so, it made you trust them more.
Yeah.
Some other questions about your mummy and daddy. What is your favourite thing about your daddy?
There's a park right next to us, and me and my sister love going to the park. But then, so at home, my sister said I'm very sporty. I play basketball with my dad sometimes, and yeah, he's very good at basketball. So, yeah, scored a few goals against them. So.
And okay, now some questions about you. So I have heard that you're pretty sporty, you're big into reading, and so I want you to tell me, what is your favorite thing? If you had to choose just one thing to do, what would it be?
Playing football.
And are you good at football?
Yeah.
Who do you support?
Manchester City.
And are they I'm not very good at football. Are they doing well at the moment?
Yeah, they won the league this season.
Oh, all right then. So you choose the winners, do you?
No.
Okay, my next question is, can you make the silliest noise you possibly can? You ready? That was definitely a silly noise.
I can make loads of random noises.
Right, and then last one. It's a hard one. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the funniest joke you know?
You know, I don't really know any jokes. My dad told me this one. It's like, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
Go on.
No idea.
I like that one.
I thought that was kind of funny.
That is a good one. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Weird wondering.
So my weird wondering this week is, what are the grossest facts I could find? So, that's what I'm going to treat you to, a roundup of some of the most disgusting things that I could find out. So, did you know that mobile phones carry 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat? Ugh! Did you know that Romans used to have an interesting take on toothpaste? They used to use powdered mouse brains. Ugh! In the Middle Ages, people from the church told people to stop bathing. There was one queen who said she only had 2 baths in her whole life. Did you know you have mites in your eyelashes? Yes, they live right down near the skin and they live on skin cells. But don't worry, they are harmless. Do you put your lid down when you flush the toilet? Well, if you don't, invisible germs can fly as far as 6 feet. That's the other side of the room. My goodness me. And last one. Did you know that there's lots and lots of scary stuff hiding in your shoes? You could have, even on the cleanest of shoes, bacteria and animal poo.
Story time.
So today we're going to have an old story, and this was one of my favourite stories from one of my favourite episodes. So snuggle up and listen. Enjoy! Monday. Today, when I was in school, I was put in another detention for accidentally transporting myself upside down on the ceiling of the school building. I had to say to the headmaster that I was running away from the bullies, and then I just shut my eyes, and when I opened them, I was upside down on the ceiling. He was still really mad and gave me a detention. It took them 3 hours to get me down. I don't know why I couldn't get myself down. I wish I could just be normal, but I keep accidentally setting things on fire or zapping bullies with lightning coming out my finger or transporting myself to the most unlikely of places. The school ceiling, inside my own locker, upside down in the toilet. Whew. It's so annoying. Today was sports day, and no one can beat me in the races. That's probably because I just happened to keep accidentally using a speed spell. With the egg and spoon race, I may have sort of used a sticking spell to stick the egg onto the spoon. And for the long jump, I might have accidentally used a spring step spell. But who cares? I won sports day, and I got 5 gold medals for it. I may have hexed the bullies a little bit so that they came last and everything, but who cares? I'm still dreading tomorrow. I've got triple maths. I didn't even think that was a thing. Wednesday. In maths, I was able to get all of my sums right because I just had to work it out and say the answer. I never have to write it out. I just use a little dictation spell on the pencil and it just writes it all out for me. Finally, it was break time. But at break time, one of the strangest things ever happened. A strange old man floated down from the sky. He came up to me and said, "You shouldn't use your magic to cheat. You should use your magic for the greater good. Stop being so selfish. Goodbye. Until you can use your magic well." And then he floated away, tapping his nose mysteriously. Thursday. When I woke up, my alarm clock was going off, and I sort of may have left it on the other side of my bedroom. I snapped my fingers and muttered a little silence spell. But nothing happened. I tried again. Still nothing. I was devastated. I couldn't use my magic anymore. That morning at break time, I saw the bullies bullying someone else. Normally I would have walked away and ignored it. But today something was different. I couldn't act like it wasn't happening. I thought I'd give my magic one last try to see if I could help that kid who was being bullied. I snapped my fingers, and with a fizzle, the bullies all moved back quickly, like they'd had a static electric shock. My powers had returned. I remembered I had French next. Great, I could use my magic to make myself speak French. But when I tried it, nothing happened. I noticed that another kid was struggling quite a bit. I snapped my fingers, muttered a spell, and with that, his eyes lit up, and all of a sudden he was speaking fluent French. Then I remembered what the old man had said to me. Use your magic well. That old form must have enchanted me, so I was only able to use my magic when helping someone else. I really hate the older wizards. But to be fair, he did kind of help me. Friday. This morning, I woke up with a strange urge to help people. This urge has never happened before. So that's just what I did. I used my magic to help people when they were struggling with their exams. I helped them when they were being bullied. I finally saw the error of my magical uses, so I decided I would never use my magic for my own purposes again. I would only ever use it to help others. The end.
Riddle me this.
Of course we can't end this week's podcast without the answer to last week's riddle. So, the last riddle was, what is the end of everything? It's the letter G, of course. But talking about this is the end of the episode, and we're going to be taking a little bit of a break for a while. So please find us on Instagram, You're Kidding Me 13, because we're going to be setting out lots of competitions so that hopefully we can come back with a bang. Also, if you have any jokes or fun facts or stories that you want to share whilst we're taking a little break, then send them to yourkiddingme13@gmail.com. And lastly, don't forget, we are still nominated for the British Podcast Awards and we would love you to vote for us. So head to our bio to vote away. Thank you ever so much for listening, and hopefully we'll see you in a few weeks, back bigger and better than ever. Bye!